I'm gonna talk about Michael Penix, man. Shout out to Michael Penix. You know, I know everybody been giving him a hard time and stuff like that, but hey, man, he had a good game. He had a good bounce back game that he did last week, and put up 300, you know, yards passing. Looked like he was in control, knew exactly where he wanted to go with the football, and aided by a very, very effective and great running game from Bijan Robinson. The commentator actually made a mustard joke, believe it or not. But you know, last week, man, the last time he was out there, it didn't look too great. And you know, getting shut out by Carolina, and just not really getting anything done. But this was a good bounce back week for him to show that, you know, he has command of this offense, this job, and it's not going back to Kirk Cousins. Because that's what people were concerned about when Kirk Cousins gave him the game. There was a lot of conversation about that. So shout out to MPJ, man. Good bounce back win.
I know this won't probably get a lot of traction, but I think that Bijan being the MVP of the league should be a conversation if he continues at this pace and what he's doing.
Didn't you say he wasn't all that, Spike?
No, I don't remember that. I don't remember that at all. I think he's probably – he's top three running backs in the league easily, in my opinion, man. And he's, Q, like, do-it-all running back.
Q for sure said it.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I said that.
Yeah,
somebody said it, I remember.
Yeah, I think it was Q. Because he was trying
to. I doubted him as well, but.
Watching the Falcons play, unfortunately, like we have to living in Atlanta, like he jumps off the screen as far as, damn, like he's one of the best weapons in the league. Like he right there with Jamar Chase. He right there with any other weapon that you want to name as far as being one of the best in the leagues. But I do agree with you too. Penix looks good as well, Ken. I just don't know if their coaching staff is going to be able to. I don't think he's being coached well. It don't look like it.
That's why they got to get Raheem Morris the fuck up out of there, bro. Because they damn sure ain't about to win the division. Because if they lose, the Bucs should not be dominating. We're looking at Baker Mayfield. The reason why Baker Mayfield looks so good to the NFL media is because the Falcons have a shitty head coach. If the Falcons had a good head coach, they'll be winning this division because, like you said, Lou, they have all the talent in the world. They just do not have the right infrastructure to get the best out of it. And it's been
Baker's still good though. Baker's good.
I'm not saying he trash. I'm just saying that we don't. Baker. I'm just saying we wouldn't look at him the way we look at him now. People saying he locked in the top 10.
Quarterbacks?
Yes.
Yeah, I could see that.
He is.
That's what I'm saying. People say that because the Falcons have a shitty head coach.
They say it because he's good, bro. Like he got comeback victories. Baker does his thing. I hated on him at first. Like I was not a Baker fan.
The reason
you watch the game Sunday.
Listen, the reason why I'm not saying this again. This is more about the talent level of the Falcons is what I'm trying to emphasize. If they had a better head coach to get the best out of that talent, the Bucs would not be winning the division. They're on like their fourth, fifth time straight. Division title especially since Brady, that shouldn't be happening.
I receive your point, and you're right, but I still think Baker's good.
He wouldn't be top 10 if the Falcons was winning this division.
I'm gonna be honest with you, the Falcons are going to win this division. I still believe. I believe they're gonna win.
I don't know about we'll see
because the defense, like the whole team, has been up and down. So I definitely agree with the head coach probably having to go, mainly because offensively, they should be a juggernaut, bro. They got everything that they need.
Exactly.
You know, like they have a quarterback. We know Penix, obviously his first year as a full starter, but we see the talent. Like he has an arm, he has enough legs. Obviously, he gets the ball out quick and he throws a really good spiral. You know what I'm saying? And here's the crazy part. So when I saw this is what really took me aback. Bijan Robinson has more receiving yards than Devontae Adams. Mm-hmm. Drake London, DK Metcalf, Nico Collins, Jamar Chase, Garrett Wilson, Tyreek Hill, and Marvin Harrison Jr. as of week four of the 2025 season. Now, you know, I think getting receiving yards from your running back is very it keeps moving the chains, you know. And I like that, but the fact that they can't really put up consistent points, it's time for Raheem to go, bro. Like, I don't care. Outside of them winning the NFC, I think it's just time for him to go.
Wait, that's the only way that Raheem keeps his job is winning the NFC with the Falcons?
Yeah, because here's the thing, Spike. Oh, bro. He's not going to elevate them. He's not going to elevate. What they
are I ain't saying right you're now, wrong, but I'm saying he can keep his job just making it to the divisional round of the playoffs.
Because at the end of the day, the way that this Falcons team is constructed, you have a rookie-scale quarterback. You got to put your chips in now. And this head coach isn't going to get you over the hump. He's just not. As a D coordinator, cool. Head coach, just not the guy.
But see, people, you can't really say that. And that's the problem I have with that statement is what a lot of people say in general. We sometimes give head coaches a lot of props for wins. But you got to look at those coordinators. They're talking about Zach Robinson, who's the coordinator, offensive coordinator. He's the most important piece. And they're talking about him losing his job. So if they rally behind the head coach, we see Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell's not X's and O's. So it's not necessarily Raheem Morris's job to make sure of that. He's supposed to make sure his staff is in place and they're doing.
Bro, it's been too long. Don't do that.
Let me ask you something. In Dan Campbell's situation, who picked Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson? Who picked them?
To do what? Be his coordinator? we don't know that. We don't know that for sure, people.
Come on, that's what I said. Let's move on, bro.
Yeah, we don't know that.
Said to do
Dan Campbell picked them because Dan Campbell was on staff with them, with Ben Johnson.
All right.